would you describe a best friend as? What would that be?
A best friend? It's a very loyal person, one who is cooperative and who is honest and will actually give the truth, will state the truth regardless of the conditions, but who certainly wants to protect the interests of all and being fair in judgment, who appraises things in a proper perspective, a person with a likable disposition. One who believes in discretion, places to do things, where. In other words, it's a kind of deportment that causes relationships to grow, in my opinion. That's where good friends really come about. Of course, I guess maybe that isn't the best way, but that's how I like to think in terms of beginning a friendship. Because there are other types. You have old schoolmates, football players, and get along very well. Basketball, all athletes, as a matter of fact, they get along as teammates. They fight among themselves sometimes, but when they're playing a game, it's a different story. They all unite for the glory of the dear old alma mater. But those characteristics, I think, make for good relationships among friends, and they cause. I mean, to me, it would be people who want to be decent with everybody and who shows himself friendly, and that's the best way to get friends, to exhibit the friendliness towards people, generally speaking. And then if it doesn't grow into something, then maybe you're better off if it doesn't. Then you know that you haven't lost the thing, at least.
Do you have any terms for a surrogate parent?
A surrogate parent. I would think severity is one of the things that would cause an individual. And some people don't really regard good discipline as being a part of just normal behavior. They would say that person was in the surrogate group because they were positive and had strict discipline and things of this sort. Whereas I don't. I think a parent who has very strict rules and regulations, I think that's a person to be admired. Because I think they have reasons for this. They want, first of all, the training of their children to be as thorough as possible and let them see the benefits from this kind of training and discipline. But some people said that people who have a lot of discipline are the surrogate type. And I wouldn't think so, not necessarily, because there can be some, because there are some people who just naturally mean and just don't want to be bothered, and this is a good way to show their indignation towards certain things and to show their power of making those who are subordinate get into a position of subjugation and this type of thing.